Mark, it seems like a lot of folks are jumping to the conclusion that the PC is in serious trouble, but you're not one of them.
No, I'm not, Dave. I think a lot of those guys are the people who, they're the same people who make money from that idea.
Well, that's a good point. Well, Steve Jobs, I guess, would be a prime example. He talks
that would
about
be the prime example, yes.
The post-PC era, he coined that phrase.
Well, he uses it.
But on the other hand, there's Microsoft Vice President Frank Shaw. He calls it the PC Plus era. He thinks, yeah, these other gadgets are great, but they're sort of orbiting around the mothership of the personal computer.
So maybe this is one of those situations where everyone's wrong and everyone's right.
Okay.
And it's the wrong question in a sense. It poses the wrong question. Anyone who you or I know who's productive in work, who's creating work product, is going to be using either a laptop computer or a desktop computer. They kind of interchange. And that's just how it is. And so people who are using pads are using them as consumers. They're consuming movies or social communications, photos, things like that.
Yeah, so sort of production versus consumption?
I think that's exactly it. And so the changes we see come right out of demographics. Worldwide, there are a lot more consumers every day than the day before, and so there's a huge new growing market for consumption. Even demographically, as you remove the number of workers from the American workforce or the European workforce, proportionally, you have a lot more people consuming than producing.
Well, of course, the problem if they aren't producing and aren't working, it's a lot harder to come up with the money to consume.
There are lots of circular problems here. So companies will reduce their purchases of desktop computers or put off refresh rates, and the same is true for people in home offices. Even worse, if you're selling desktops, is that most people want these devices, iPads and smartphones and so on, and they'll delay that purchase of the next desktop for another year or two in order to be able to afford, inside their own budget, buying those new things. Doesn't mean they're not using desktop computers.
In Strategic News Service, you wrote, "This is not a funeral, it's a birth announcement."
Right. This is not the end of the PC era in any way. What it is the onset of a brand new category, which you and I have been calling the carry-along category, that contains 7-inch by 9-inch objects. They're either pads or they're netbooks. And it's also a relatively new era for smartphones. And so that'll go from what used to be 20%, then 40%. Someday it'll be 100%, not too long from now. So a lot of money is going to go into these new era devices, and that's very important. And there's a lot of very exciting energy in those areas. But that has nothing to do with the question of post-PC or are PCs dead. PCs are doing just fine.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com, and we spoke by phone from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our digital future conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.